This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. What? Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great, I said it, great podcast for you today. If you're listening in the back, my buddy, my pal, Alyssa Simmons will be joining us. And this is a cut straight from her new album. This song is called Boomerang, and you can hear it on the Now or Never CD release. She just released a CD. I have not stopped listening to it. Awesome. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the CD. And my buddy is also an avid Walking Dead fan. We're going to get into that in the podcast. We're going to get into all of it. You get a chance to get to know Alyssa Simmons if you don't know her already. And if you are familiar with her work, you get to love her even more. So that's win, friggin' win. And we're going to do that in just 1 second. But first, hey, we got to pay some bills. I want to say thanks to all the people who went to samshownation.com and hit the donate button. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and by hitting that donate button, you guys are allowing us to be able to do cool stuff. You're taking out server space, you're paying for new mics, you're doing everything that makes the Just Talking with Sam podcast a bigger, better, badder running machine. So thank you. To those who want to donate or have not donated or want to donate again, you can always go to samshownation.com. Hit the donate button on the current promotions page or the home page and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. If you want to show your love to the podcast and show others your love to the podcast, you can always go to Sam Show Nation, hit the store, and pick up whatever you want to pick up, whether that be t-shirts, whether that be stickers, whether that be archived episodes. Hey, my Apple people, we got the free iTunes app there. You can go and get it right there at samshownation.com and be the first with any new podcast, any new breaking developments. It's like having a backstage pass to the podcast by getting that iTunes app. But my Android people, my Windows folks, we haven't left you in the cold. We don't have a handy-dandy app, but we got ways for you to listen as well. You can always download the show via Android and Windows phone or BlackBerry if you got it. Friendly apps, you can always go to TuneIn. You can go to Stitcher. You can, Windows have the Windows Marketplace. You can download the Just Talk with Sam podcast, whatever mobile device you have. We got a few sponsors this week. The first sponsor is from the good folks at flowers.com. Go to samshownation.com and click the, and under the current promotions page, hit the flowers.com link. Look, Thanksgiving is a few days away. Yeah, you may be cooking, you may get all of that going, but you really want to set off your kitchen table, your dining room table, or wherever you're eating your turkey off, with a great centerpiece, and you can get those from flowers.com, samshownation.com. Whatever flowers, it could be put in whatever floral arrangements you have. You could get some fall colors. You can do whatever you want to do. Maybe you just want plain roses. That is your centerpiece. whatever. They got you at flower.com. And if you act now and put in the offer code Charming, like your host, that's right, Charming, you can save $10 on any item over $50 or more. So go ahead, set off Thanksgiving right by putting flowers in the middle of that table by going to flower.com via samshownation.com. Save $10 off any order $50 or more by putting in the offer code Charmin. And then, guess what? Unlike most places on the internet, you get to talk to a real live person. So that person can help you set it off the right way for Thanksgiving. So go ahead, flower.com, put in the offer code Charmin. Save yourself $10. Okay, our second sponsor today are the good folks at, you guessed it, Man Great. You want to grill like a pro? It's Thanksgiving. It's less than a few days from now. You're grilling. You want to grill that turkey? What you need is a Man Grate. What's a Man Grate, you ask? Man Grate is cast iron grilling grates so you can get that steakhouse quality grill grates in the middle of your meat. Look, it's Thanksgiving. This is my real grillers out here. Or if you're tailgating that Thanksgiving game, I may be there. Who knows? You're going to need something like that. And I'm offering you cast iron grilling grates, getting steakhouse quality steak taste in the middle of your tailgate, backyard, whatever you're doing. It could be for steak, chicken, poultry, whatever. And for my patrons out there, Man Grates are 100% made in America using cast iron. Put it on top of those little wimpy grates you get when you get a griller. This is for my true grillers out there. You know what you're doing. So go ahead, go to samshownation.com. Click the link in the current promotions page and get yourself a Man Grate. By going to samshownation.com, you can save by putting in the offer code JTWS. You save at least 15% depending on your order, and you get a free limited edition grilling brush. Just our way here to Just Talk with Sam podcast saying thank you and keep grilling. Next sponsor we have are the good folks at Dollar Rent-A-Car. It's Thanksgiving. You're going to see your family, but you don't want to put all those miles on your car. The Just Talk with Sam podcast got you. Go to samshownation.com. Hit the current promotions page and make some reservations using Dollar Rent-A-Car. Look, you can save up to 15% on any of your plans, whether that be premium cars, SUV, bring the family. Go ahead. You can do that by going to Dollar Rent-A-Car via samshownation.com. You can save up to 15%. Go ahead and book your ride so you can see grandma, granddad, cousins, aunties, uncles, mom, dad, whatever. And don't put all those don't put all that gas mileage on your car, ruining it, driving to see a football game, chilling with your family. And all my AAA members, you get a chance to save an extra 10% off of whatever car you get by going to samshownation.com. Or you can save 10% off any GPS. You got to get there. So go to samshownation.com, earn the current promotion page, go to Dollar Rent-A-Car. And last and certainly not least, the good granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Look, if you talking Thanksgiving, you talking turkey, Black Friday is right around the corner. Now, me personally, I have been doing this for the last 2 years. I don't get off my couch on Black Friday. On Black Friday, I sit myself down, I fix me a turkey sandwich, and I click the link at Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page, and shop as you normally would. It's a ton of discounts. And by going through SamShowNation.com, you're not going to spend any more money. In fact, you may even save some. Save even more of the great dealings that you are buying for Black Friday. You're buying Cousin Tony that watch he had his eye on? We got you. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link. You buying Aunt Beulah some of that great perfume? Great. Go ahead. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link. You kind of get what I'm saying here. So go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link. Shop as you normally would. All right, before we get into this great interview with the great, I could say, the great Alyssa Simmons, I want to inform you guys that not only can you hear Nah Never, but you can talk to her in person at her CD release party. It is going down Black Friday, November 28th, 2014. It's going to be at, write this down, 7759 Auburn Road, Utica, Michigan. Doors at 7. Cheap cover of $10. And she will be doing a lot of songs from the new album, Now or Never. She'll be doing the one that we're listening to right now. And after she get off stage, you can shake her hand, you can buy her CD. You can tell her she did such a great job by making Now or Never. But before we get into this podcast, I got another favorite song of mine. What? How many favorite songs of this podcast that you're going to talk about? The whole album's good. Why don't you go ahead and get the album? Get it from the CD release party. But I digress. You can do this. New personal favorite of mine from Alyssa Simmons, Now or Never. This song is called Danger, Danger. After Danger, Danger, the next voices you'll be hearing is myself talking with the great Alyssa Simmons as we get into it on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. But for right now, it's Danger, Danger.
Your love hangs from the doorway of my heart. That little drug I was addicted from the start, yeah. Just like a smoker with a nicotine grip. I want your love, if your love I can't behave. Warm in my heart, I need to hear it's urgency, emergency. Critical condition, without you something's missing. Never thought it'd be you with me. You will ease my talk aside. His love no stranger, he ain't no savior, but I like him, I want him. Danger, danger, his love no stranger, he ain't no savior, but I like him, I want him, babe, I want him, babe, I want him, babe. Your touch sends my body in a craze. One kiss and I'll be high from it for days. Do you ever wonder what else we got in store? Cause I'm in the devil, ain't no angel no more. Come on, boy, be my heart. I need to hear it's an urgency, an emergency. Critical condition, without you something's missing. Never thought I'd be here with me. You release my darker side. Danger, danger, is love no stranger. He ain't no savior, but I like. I'm a bad, bad girl.
Welcome to my podcast, Alyssa. I mean, thank you so much for just bearing the cold here of 20 degree weather to meet me at a Starbucks.
I know,
man. Welcome to Michigan. That's just what it is.
I know.
I mean,
but Starbucks, man.
Yeah. Crowd sponsor the podcast.
It's warming me up.
That was not a free plug. I mean, yes, they are a sponsor of the podcast, but I didn't mean it to be. Either way, let's just get into it while you're here. Once again, thank you for being a part of the podcast, man. I mean, for starters, this relationship between us started on like Twitter like about
exactly.
A year ago. And you were working on what I'm holding in my hand right here, Now or Never. Let's just jump right into, you know what, before we get into the album, let's be fair to all the people who want to learn about you and know about you and want to hear more of your music. Please, all of your social media information, just go ahead, just throw it out there.
Oh yeah, I'm on everything. So pretty much Facebook, it's facebook.com.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Facebook.com. You tell me. Yeah, it's a
Facebook.com/AlyssaSimmons.music.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Twitter, it's just @AlyssaSimmons. And then what's the other one? Instagram.
Reverb Nation.
Yeah,
Instagram.
Reverb Nation. You can find me everywhere,
just
basically.
Google Alyssa Simmons, and it's you. It's just
yeah.
And I'll make sure I put it up on our Facebook page and everything
awesome.
When this comes out. But, yeah. Now or Never. Like, when we first started talking, you were in the process of working on this, and I was being little fanboy on Twitter, like, I saw you with the Killer Flamingos. You did good at Luna. And then, like, you offhandedly mentioned it on stage. Keep in mind, this was a year ago.
I know. It's like, been so long.
And I'm like, you offhandedly mentioned it. Yeah, I got, you know, I'm working on some stuff myself. And you were very thankful. I know I'm going all Tarantino style with this interview, but I don't want to sound like I'm just reading Google to you, mainly because I've done a little bit of homework. You've been here, you've been doing these interviews, and I'm trying to make it as chill as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Mainly because you've been, correct me if I'm wrong, and at any given time, I'm full of shit. Just say I am.
Okay.
And yes, you can swear. Yes, you just saw me. I said shit. You're
like,
you're like, what? Huh? Yes, yes, you can swear. We actually encourage it if you feel, but whatever. But like, you've been doing this since like you were 9.
Yeah, I've been singing since I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing in bands since I was 15 around the Metro Detroit area,
mm-hmm.
And then I've had I've had my fair share of opportunities and hit or miss, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been this close a lot of times. So
like,
learned a lot.
Like, pretty much when I showed up and started paying attention to you, you were in the middle of albums before this one, and you wrapped up your last one, which Difficult was on, and which we talked about a little bit off mic, where I was like, oh, man, I like that song.
Yeah.
And, like, you were very nice, and you were like, oh, thank you. But that seems like ancient history.
Well, yeah, Difficult, it's funny, because that was actually on the first CD I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wrote that song when I was about 14.
Okay.
So that album was the first album I ever did. So this is the fourth one.
Okay.
Now, so
I mean, I have followed some of your stuff, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but like, I have followed some of your stuff, and it's just been great. It's your, and this is such a horrible way of putting it, just like in this weird amalgam of rock, soul, hop, and I'm only using that because you jump genres.
Yeah.
Pretty much based off feeling.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up on a lot of different music. My mm-hmm. family was big into, you know, rock and soul. They kind of raised me up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a love and appreciation for everything. But also, it was me trying to find myself musically and writing. Because,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, when I started, I was...
That
first CD, I was 14.
You were 14,
so
sorry.
I was, you know, just really starting to learn who I was. And I feel like this album definitely showcases it in more of a,
is me. Hit me to it. Because I have it in front of me. By the time this comes out, and this comes out Sunday, I'm going to have listened to this thing quite a few times.
Yeah.
But come on, tell me a little bit, because I would imagine you've grown, well, physically and you know, yeah. you've grown since you were 15. You are not.
Actually, not that much taller since I was 14.
Give or take. I mean, like, I still look 12 if I shave. I'm just, you just caught me in the middle of this, like, Movember type vibe right now.
That is real.
So, like, as soon as I shave, I'm going to be a child again. So, yeah I get that. But I would imagine, like, there are more. My point is, stuff has happened since you were 15 in order to think about.
A lot has, you know, changed. And, you know, I've had so many different experiences and I've learned so much.
Yeah.
You know, I've grown up a lot. So, you know, the songs are different and what I've been through are, you know, it's all there. So.
All right. And, like, I bring up the Killer Flamingos again because you were brought in to one of, I mean, anyone who probably knows anything about Detroit music or anything like that, or just music in general, they are a, I can say it, local legendary band of where they are just like the kings and queen, and I know, of like party music, and they go and they tear it up, and you were the front woman for a few months.
Yeah, well, it was almost 9 months or so it was like close to a year.
Yeah.
And so I love those guys. They're awesome. I can't say enough about them. So I learned so much from that, you know, because they played pretty much, I think it was like
weekly.
Five nights a week.
Yeah, like
with them in the
summer. You can catch a show.
So I was with them in the summertime, which was their busy season. So it was like five nights a week, which I was totally not used to, but I had to get used to it.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, because, like, just I'm using them as an example. Don't get me wrong. I don't get back to you. But it's just like the reason I'm using that is because they're so on the money, and they have to be that, like you said, at least five nights a week.
Yeah, well, they're a machine, you know.
Yeah. And then, I'm guessing, my imagination, fresh face Alyssa comes in like, yeah, I'm going to help you guys out. And then you just kind of like, oh, what the hell? Five nights a week. Uh-huh.
Well,
I can do it, but.
Yeah. I knew what I was getting into. I just, when I started, I didn't think I was going to be with them until, I think, July.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a call a week after my first gig with them, and they said they needed me full time. So that was in April.
And,
so I was
that entire summer and then some.
Yeah.
And then you have like hyperactive me sometime in November ish. It was like November, December ish. Oh, you're pretty good. Granted, I'm like, maybe four rum and cokes in at this point, so I'm like,
Luna will do that.
I'm like four rum and cokes in, like you're good. And normally I can't shut up, but I'm just kind of like giving this weird, there's a just like super happy go lucky me. So like when you're, I guess this has been your baby for the last 2 years, and I guess it was a lot of nourishment and a lot of going on into now or never. Like, so I would imagine that experience kind of like fed into it, if not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was writing Now or Never.
Yeah, you're good.
I gotta turn this up. Oh. I hear an echo.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just like drunk, slurring my words.
Yes, yes, that is the feeling. That's why I said you can, at any given time, just turn it down because it can be a bit confusing. Yeah.
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 But yeah, I was writing and everything for this album. I think in 2012 we started the recording process. But yeah, then I jumped into the Killer Flamingos.
That was like I said, about
2013.
When I showed up, it was about last year sometime. Yeah. Around this time last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been a lot of work into it. And you've been very, very active on those social media outlets. Just showing your creative process a little bit. You give us a little taste. Like, I'm still working on it, but I love this, this, and this. And, like, Yeah.
I just like to say hi. I'm still alive, you know? I'm still here.
Well, please, go ahead.
No, it's been such a journey. I've been working with this, with Andy Padalin.
Mm-hmm.
And his company is called ATP Productions. Mm-hmm. And he actually, him and his brother own the loft in Ann Arbor. Celine.
Okay. So, yeah, and I've been to the loft a few times, and I think I've run into you a few times, and less drunk, I think the second or third time,
yeah.
Less
at Luna.
Less drunk-ish, when I was just kind of, like, and I meant what I said, like, yeah, that, like, your covers versus, I at the time, no one knew about This Is Your Baby, you kept this very close to the chest.
Yeah.
And you were just kind of, like, getting your feet wet again. This is sometime in April, May. When we met up in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
And
we talked about Walking Dead.
Yeah. I'm you know what? I've been saving that. I got that little bullet in because you are an avid Walking Dead fan,
yeah.
Just like myself. Says the guy wearing a Breaking Bad t-shirt. Yes, I understand. But, like, we are going to jump into that because I am.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I am totally.
Just watched it yesterday.
Yeah, I am totally. So you're caught up?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, of course, I'm caught up.
Hold on. Well, hold on. Let's do this, and then because me and you, we're gonna get into Carol.
Yeah.
But yeah. But what I'm saying is, a lot of your covers and a lot of your getting your feet wet process that bled into this mainly because, well, you're getting ready to perform and do a lot more. With Now or Never, a lot of more solo stuff, I should say.
Yeah. I've been out of, you know, the Killer Flamingos project for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been still keeping busy doing acoustic gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also in, like, another wedding band, which is Blue Water Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full of crazy talented Detroit musicians. And I've been really thankful to work with them. But, yeah, the whole thing is just, you know, you're meeting new people, and you learn from all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick up different experiences, and this kind of, I'm just so ready to get back to original music.
Well, that's where I was getting at. Are
yeah.
you a little bit more relieved that this is done at this point? Or
yeah. Hence the name, Now or Never. It's like, yeah, I decided to call it that just because I'm either going to release this now or it's
yeah,
never
yeah, well,
happen.
We're not going to. We've been waiting for 2 years, so.
It's going to be 10 years down the road and mm-hmm. it'll never happen.
So
it's also a song on the album, too, so.
Okay.
Kind of fit.
So I get that because we've kind of been in limbo a little bit, just kind of like. And not to say you have been keeping us from it, first of all. When you were in Royal Oak, still mean it to this day, best acoustic version of Imagine Dragons, Radioactive, I've heard, well, ever, because I haven't heard of the acoustic version of Imagine Dragons, Radioactive, period, and
well,
you rocked
thanks.
It.
Thank you.
But I would just want to say congratulations, and you could just wipe the sweat off your brow, the sigh of relief, because it is out. And the stuff you've been killing it for the last 2 years or so, I'm saying 2 years because that's when I knew about it. Those songs probably been in you for at least,
yeah.
Lord knows.
Yeah, forever. I look at some of those songs and I'm like, wow, I wrote that 5 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
it's just been sitting there collecting dust in my notebook. So it's cool to, you know, they've always been songs that I've been passionate and I've believed in. And it's cool to finally see them, you know, in full production
mm-hmm.
and on a CD.
Yeah, excited for the CD release party?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Very excited.
Please tell me about it. Come on. Let's sell some tickets. I'm in the selling ticket business. Come on.
Are you coming?
I will be there.
Awesome.
I will be there. I understand it's Black Friday. I know.
Shopping. Everyone's going to be tired.
I won't be. I have done all my stuff on Amazon. I'm going to be the only well-rested guy there. Like, hey, what's up? But yeah, I will show up if only for a little bit because it's not so far away from the house just to say, hey, you did good, girl. And sit back, have a couple of rum and cokes. I'm like, yeah, I like that song too.
Awesome.
So, yes, I will be there.
Yeah, but it's 2 weeks away right now, I think. And so it's November 28th, and doors open at 7, and then tickets are $10 at the door.
Okay, and now you get a chance to, for lack of a better term, chill. I'm using air quotes because I would imagine you have to practice, you have to get stuff going, and just planning that, because that's your big, it's here party, coming out party, but yeah, I don't want to say coming out, you've been doing it since you were a kid, so you know what I mean.
I've been not doing original stuff for about 2 years now, so it feels good to finally step back and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
You know, so... But I'm excited. I have Michael Toko is going to be there. And then I have Patrick James.
Okay,
and, DJ Sounddog Productions. So
all right.
It's going to be a fun night.
Okay. First of all, I was already coming because I just was. But now that you mentioned that, yeah, I'm totally coming. Let's just get down to it because I've been not. I really want to talk about Walking Dead with you. And let's just look for the listeners. Spoiler alert. If you have not caught up to Walking Dead, what are we, 4-5 episodes in the season 5?
Yeah, I think so.
Just pause it right here. You got all the information you're going to get right now on Now or Never. I'll give you 5 seconds to pause it on iTunes. Go watch these episodes and pick it up when you're finished.
Do it right now.
Yeah. Mississippi 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, Carol is my girl this season. Like, I've never, like, you know
what?
She's
a badass.
She is a badass. And, like, I understand it now a little bit, especially after watching, like, last night.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good time. I got a chance to see Carol kind of sort of not be in robot mode. Like, that she had to put up this tough front just because she had to do so much stuff. Like,
exactly.
Lizzie look at the flowers is always going to be the most haunting thing out of her mouth. But outside of that, how she just, like, she just totally just capped Lizzie with no emotion whatsoever. So, right now, I'm totally team Carol. What about you?
Definitely. I just think it's very bizarre what happened with the car. The one car.
Yes.
In the city, and she just... so happens to get hit.
Yes. Well,
what the hell?
It was just she's walking. How do you get hit by the only car in a deserted city?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I want to believe that was just kind of like a ploy, just so she could go in and get Beth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we are spoiling the hell out of some Walking Dead right
now.
I'm not. Yeah, we gave them fair warning.
You should have watched it.
Like, I think that's a ploy to get Beth. She is no longer a jukebox anymore. For like 4 straight seasons, she was just, oh my God, I'm feeling sad. Beth, sing a song. And like, Beth will sing. Like, that was her whole purpose to the group. And Rick, well, this season really sort of kind of stayed away from Rick as much.
Yeah, it did. It kind of switched characters, switched leaders, I feel.
Really?
Well, kind of more so. Like, I felt like it went more towards Carol being the one.
Well, we want to know what happened, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we want to know what happened to Carol because you don't leave for a year, year-ish, 6 months. That whole time thing is off right now. They haven't caught up.
Yeah.
And then they got my man from Everyone Hates Chris. He just shows up. Someone out badass Daryl. Like, that was on. Like, how many times was he supposed to die last night? Like, at least 3 times. When he robbed him, he then caught up with him again when he had the walker by him and the bookcase fell on him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, he's dead again because they got the arrow. You know, he got his crossbow back. Carol got her gun back.
Yeah.
He was totally supposed to die.
Exactly.
And then he was supposed to die running in the hallway. Remember, he kind of like figured out that, oh my God, these guys could kill me. And he's like backing up real slow. Yeah, you guys can handle yourselves, right? I'm just going to send like some walkers just to give me at least a 5 minute head start.
Exactly. I saw the walker sleepover was a bit weird.
That was weird. Why would you have that? That was like in a corridor, like between the buildings.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I'm guessing when the outbreak first happened, people had to evacuate and go somewhere safe. That's the only thing I could.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and they just kind of died.
I don't think they died. I think if I had to guess, they were killed. Because, all right, now, I was on point with, like, last time we talked, I was on point with Terminus. I was like, oh, yeah, they're totally eating people.
Yeah.
Like, where do you get beef? Like, where do you get Angus beef in the apocalypse? Like, you get that from people. It has to be. So, if I had to guess, someone came there before and killed those people who were staying there.
You're probably right. I'm just gonna.
Because there were locks on the doors. Why would there? If everyone's supposed to be in one big thing for safety,
yeah.
Why would there be locks on the doors between both corridors? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there was sleeping bags. That was just weird. But it was a lock on the front door where Daryl and Carol came from, and it was a lock that they had to get past to walk in the corridor by itself.
Yeah.
So, I guess they're going to talk about that a little bit later. But one thing they teased us with, and I'm not sold on it, I don't think we're going to see it. I just think they just did it for little fanboys and girls like ourselves. Morgan. Remember Morgan, at the end of the first episode, you see him walking to Terminus, and he saw the sign, Rick left, like, no, please don't go.
Stay away.
Yeah, please stay away. And he's like, mm-hmm, thanks, Rick. And he walked the other way.
Where
did he go? Everyone else we kind of caught up with. Beth is probably going to die. I'm sorry, my money, it just... It's going to be, if I had to guess, it's going to be between, because Walking Dead likes killing someone you like.
I know, I hate that.
It's like certain rules with that show. Don't piss off Rick, because if you piss off Rick, that's it. They're finding a way to kill you.
Yeah.
Don't redeem yourself in any way. Anytime if you were like a villain or something and you start becoming relatable and people start to say like, oh, I understand your point and I understand why you did this, you die immediately. Merle.
True, yeah.
Anytime like, because Merle, 4 seasons, backwoods, racist, totally in it for himself. He tricked Daryl anytime he gets around him. Then the last episode, I love my brother. You know, I'm only doing this to protect him. I did this to make him a stronger guy. Died instantly. My boy.
And you liked him, right?
You start to like him.
Yeah.
You start to like, yeah, we're going to let
sympathize. Yeah.
Some of that racist stuff slide. And I kind of get the whole T-Dog thing, why you didn't like him. And then he dies immediately. I have paid attention way too hard to this show.
You've wrote notes.
Well, that's my jam because it was since day one. I grew up reading the comics, and then it just, well, the show kind of like sort of goes in linear with the comics, but different things happen to different people in the comics. For starters, Daryl and Merle don't exist in the comic book.
Really?
No.
Can't even imagine.
So they're just so now you're like, well, damn the comics. I do not have to read it, no Daryl. So my guy, I always get this with any Walking Dead fan, one of my favorite characters who should still be living today is the governor.
Really?
I'm a governor guy. I totally get him.
That end episode was insane.
I get him, though. I understand. He's one of those guys that an apocalypse would totally work out for. Because, like, before the apocalypse, he was, like, a used car salesman coming off of a divorce. It was, like, the day or the week before the apocalypse happened. He just lost custody of Penny.
See, you know so much more than I do.
Well, that was in the show.
Didn't pay attention to that. I just knew his daughter.
Yeah, that's why he that was his last little piece of being human.
Okay.
Penny, so that's why even after she turned into a zombie, like, he just kind of, like, kept her around in, like, a cage, like, with a don't touch sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get him.
Very humane.
She's a zombie. And he had the little thing on her fingers and on his fingers. He's a good dad. He combs her hair.
You love him.
I think he got a raw deal. I mean, yeah, if you kill Herschel, we understand you have to go. Because, like, who didn't love Herschel? That was, like, everyone's dad in the show.
Exactly.
But I get it. He was a fair dude, the governor. Like, his methods were interesting. Was, you know, having, like, ruling by fear. Yeah, he made deals with people. Hey, look, I'll keep you guys safe, but you got to do everything I say to the letter. That's a fair trade.
I mean,
like, you're looking at me like, no.
I thought he was all right at the beginning, but yeah, when he came back and kind of killed Herschel.
Herschel, I was just kind of like counting the seconds, like, yeah, you're gonna die. But I got so much respect for him because not only did this guy have one army, he convinced another one full of people just like, look, I know you guys want to kill me because you're led by the guy I tried to kill like 3 months ago. But here's the deal. Let's set aside all of our stuff and let's go get that guy. Like, he was supposed to die so many times. He's like crawling in the street and he just so happened to walk up on this family. Hey, you guys need plumbing, right? I know a little bit about plumbing. And he like fixed the toilet or something. See? And then kept him alive. And anyone who like sneaks Hennessy in the apocalypse is my friend. Like,
he's a friend of mine.
He's the only dude in the apocalypse with, like, a full bar. He, like, had Hennessy, Crown Royal. You're like, hey, what you drinking on? Like, everyone who didn't like him, even Rick, look, I know you don't like me. Let's just meet up in this abandoned shack, like, somewhere in the country. Let's talk about this thing.
Yeah.
You totally could kill me right now, but you're not going to. I dig the governor.
You do so much. I mean, I don't miss him.
I kind of do. Like Gareth. Like a guy like Gareth.
Yeah.
Did you? Nah, I wouldn't phone him. The leader of Terminus.
Like the governor from the beginning. I was, you know, I did like him.
He was charming.
And then they turned it around. And then Gareth. Never liked him.
He tried too hard to be likable. He was every, and I know where I'm at as I say this. He's like every just snotty barista I've ever had.
We're at Starbucks.
I know where I'm at as I say this. He's like every, like, too cool for the room hipster I've ever dealt with, where he's just like, oh, well, look. Or that guy or girl in your crew is like, well, I'm a bitch, deal with it. Like, he's that guy.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Yeah. And, like, granted, he's like eating people. He cuts off Bob's leg, and he's just looking at him like, look, I didn't want to do this, but I had to. No, you did. You totally didn't have
he
to do this.
Have to.
And then, like, when, like, in the middle of the killing floor in Terminus, like, everyone else is like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. You know, and they have to kill the people. They just kind of like, I'm sorry, but we're just following orders. Kill one, kill two, kill three.
Yeah.
Giff come in with a checklist. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't kill him now. You got to kill him on Thursday. We got to put him in the fridge. Like, he comes in, like, all snotty with a clipboard.
Yeah. I just didn't even understand how he could have survived, you know, the apocalypse to begin with. Like, how he made it that far.
I think...
just because of how he came off, you know?
I think he was one of those guys, like a Governor Jr., where, yeah, he probably would... Well, I take that back. Well, the governor was a little bit more charming when he talked to you, and, well, he got Andrea. Andrea was about to kill him, like, three times. He was like, yeah, put the gun away. Hey, here's some booze. I got a nice comfy bed. Like every time.
Yeah.
While he was super charming, Gareth was one of those dudes. Like, we all have this guy in our crew, and he's the come on guy. Like, I have at least two friends like that where they will tell you a horrible idea, but it's just like, come on, Sam. Sam, come on. And you say, like, come on 40 times. Come on. Like, if I'm looking at you, Alyssa, come on. Come on. Come on, Alyssa. Alyssa. Seriously, come on. Alyssa, come on. Come on. And they just keep saying come on.
Yeah.
And like, by the 40th come on, I'm like, all right.
You give in.
Fine, yeah. I give in. And that's what strikes me as Gareth. Gareth would like...
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, watch when you get home, you're going to like run into that guy in your life. Like, around come on 20. You're that guy. You're him.
You're him.
You know, you're like, come on. Alyssa, seriously, come on. Come on. Come on. I'm guilty of it, too. I have done that. I'm married. I've said, come on, at least 40 times today. Like, I've run that risk a few times. Come on. Like I'm talking to my wife, Tosh. Like, I know something is a horrible idea, but yeah. I got to convince you, so I say, like, come on, rapid fire. So,
it makes sense, yeah.
And that's Gareth. So, I know I do not have a physical notepad. But that's just my jam.
You got a sword, man.
Yeah, mainly because I know I have been bringing this up in the last few podcasts. This is the last show I have not been jacked. I've been show jacked. My wife show jacked me.
What,
like,
you
mean? She stole a show. Like, as you see, I'm a Breaking Bad fan. There's no more Breaking Bad. Mad Men is on hiatus. So we tried to get into Sons of Anarchy together.
Yeah.
That is... I don't know if you got friends or a significant other or whatever. This is the biggest trap ever. I said, hey, this weekend we're just going to binge watch Sons of Anarchy because we want to get into it. All weekend, we made it to season 3. And
how many are there now?
We're at 6, 7. Oh. I wouldn't know because I got show jacked because I had to go to work. And she had, like, one more day off. And I'm like, please, please do not, like, the Netflix button. I see it. I'm like, do not keep watching this. And she gave me the, like, I won't.
You can't. You can't stop Netflix.
Exactly.
It's bad. It's like an addiction.
It is. I come back. She's, like, on season, like, halfway through season 4. And the fake promise of, like, you can catch up. But every time I try to catch up, you're like, ooh, watch this. This is going to happen. I'm like, all right, well, this show's is gone now. Like, now I'm being, like, a Netflix Nazi right now because we tried it with Masters of Sex. Like, we're getting into that. We watched season 1, but now I have it on my Netflix for peace of mind. So, like, it's even on my phone. So, since I'm doing it under my queue... If anyone goes past a certain episode, you can get the little alert.
What? It's a real thing.
That is a real thing. I am a Netflix Nazi.
You really are.
Because I've been betrayed before. It is like a betrayal.
I've been betrayed.
You ever been show jacked?
Yeah, where they watch ahead.
Yes.
Come on. Well,
you start it together, and then they watch ahead,
yeah.
And then they want to tell you about it.
Yeah.
What show was taken from you?
I don't know if one in, like, I can't even think of one in any. Well, I watch a lot of Parks and Rec. You know that show?
Okay, I'm down. Yes, I'm down with Parks and Rec. Yes, I am caught up with Parks and Rec as well.
But I was the show jacker because I just watched ahead.
You know what?
I watched ahead to the very end.
I don't know if this is a sexist thing, but I am not asking another female. I got to ask a guy first. Because the last three people I asked about being show jacked, the ladies are the takers of shows. Well, why the dudes are just kind of like, yeah, I got show jacked. Like, so now it's... Our house is a weird war zone of shows where we're now each other like Netflix monitors because we now have the setup in the shows we're watching where you kind of have to sign in to watch the show. So, yeah, that's life in a McLean household. That's what it is right now. We may reach a truce Thanksgiving weekend or something where we just sit down and watch it together. And just to show you, I'm totally not full of shit. Right now, I'll show you Netflix. It's on my phone as well. But look how we have to sign in. I don't know if you've ever seen it this way. So this is myself. This is my wife. And here's, it got so bad. My son is 2. But she'll watch a show ahead, like, oh, well, he was just doing stuff with Netflix, so now he has to sign in.
He's 2?
Yes. He's 2. Yeah, well, he's almost 2. He will be 2 soon, but I think it's a cop-out. I totally think she just want to watch ahead and totally blame it on my son. So...
Maybe right.
So now all of the kid, if you notice the kid's angle... are now separated. I'm a Netflix Nazi. I've been burned before. I mean, I don't know if you're going to write a song about that in the next album, but
I Netflix
Nazi. It's just a picture of me. But yes, like, for us to get there, we had to go through this quite a few times. And it's like a friendly war. Now, because I would now watch ahead on some of the stuff she's into.
Yeah.
Purely on spite. Just to watch ahead and spoil it for her.
That's so bad. It's like a game to you guys.
we want to be civil, but we're children. I'm sorry. I wish there was another way to say it. We're kids. We're children. And she watches, was it Ink Master?
Oh.
She likes tattoos and she just fell in love with the show. I don't know what magic Dave Navarro did to her, but like she's she's not watching Ink Master. I would go ahead on Netflix. I would just go to the last episode and like watch, like she's in the groove. Mainly because...
Oh, yeah, like ready to watch the
Yeah, ready to the watch the ones. Show. I wait till she, like since she ruined Sons of Anarchy for me. I wait till she gets like 5 or 10 minutes into it and just read off winners. Like, he wins this episode, she wins this episode, in the finals, this person gets beat because they made a skull, and the skull was... Yeah, it's very spiteful.
That is.
It's very... We made up since. I've scared you. I'm sorry.
I'm like, I don't know about this Netflix Nazi.
You, like... I think since you're the show jacker, since you're the taker,
yes,
you are just kind of like siding with my wife. Like, oh my God, you are.
I think she's awesome.
She is, just not in this category.
We're cool.
Yeah, I would imagine, and on the 28th, you will meet her.
Oh, cool.
And she's going to look at you. She more than likely, she's probably listening right now. It's weird. It's like, yeah, she's probably listening and just like, yep, I stand by it. And she probably gives you the biggest hug and like, yes, I have to deal with this every day.
We're high-fiving.
And meanwhile, I think I've just given ideas to so many people who may be listening. Like, the people who were, and I can say the term, I've been victimized.
Oh, man.
Anyone who's been victimized, like myself, I've given so many ideas. I didn't even know you can lock Netflix like that.
I know. You've given people a ton of...
I just give you an idea where you just kind of like...
lacking that.
I don't want to be the person that this happens to.
Yeah.
But yeah, the person you probably show jacked is like, it's a good idea.
This is real, yeah.
So, whatever new binge-watching phenomena, like Orange is the New Black,
yeah,
that's where that came from.
Watch that. I did watch that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be show jacked again. That's the show. I thought it was Masters of Sex. No, it was Orange is New Black.
Yeah.
When I found out the setting, because I would watch it and just like watching it with her in the room next to me. Because she wasn't even into the show, but it was, this is a very lovely thing spent on his ear. I said, you know, told her, you know, my son was at grandma's house and, you know, we got a little alone time together. And I'm like, let's just sit in, let's just stay in and let's just watch TV together. She was like, oh, why TV? Why not? Let's go to the movies. I was like, no, I want to watch this and I need to make sure you're still in the room. So yeah, I ruined a very romantic moment, but yeah, whatever.
But
I saw
yeah.
Piper Chapman, man.
I like that show.
I am a child. I would like to just apologize at this point because I realize everything I just said is like, oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. I just painted a very interesting picture of our household. It's totally ruled by Netflix.
Yeah, it might have. Yeah, it might have.
Yeah. They get my $8 a month, so, eh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just more, it's like gaming, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Because it looked like you had, like a guy.
Yeah, you can set your own profile.
Yeah, that's fun.
Where it's my little avatar, and my wife has her little avatar, and, but, I mean, it's cute, but it's just to monitor each other.
Whatever works.
One day, we're going to stop being children and let the other one watch whatever they want without the fear, and I'm using air quotes, the fear of someone spoiling it.
Yeah.
I think she drew the line at Scandal.
Scandal?
Yeah.
I never watched it.
Good work. Good work.
Yeah.
My wife drew the line at Scandal. She says, if you ruin this, it's over.
Yeah.
And the way she said it,
it's over.
I don't know what that means. I don't know, like, how she said it. It was so ominous.
Yeah.
It was like, it's over. I don't know what it is.
Better watch out.
Nor do I want to find out, yes.
Yeah.
But
that's what that means.
There's a little bit of piece of me that...
Do not mess.
I kind of want to, just to see. But she's a bit crazy, so I don't know. So, this is what you have to look forward to. Now you have just a piece of downtown, not downtime now that the album's done. I know, segue, it's this ham-fisted segue back into the album.
I know. Well, I've been getting into the Office, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Well, but that's it. It was like, it's not as much drama. They're like, hell, can you put a few cameras in your house? I want to see.
I know.
But she, more than like, last podcast, she told her side of the story of being showjacked. She lied. I can say it without the fear of her being her. Yeah, she lied a lot. It wasn't.
I don't think she'd agree with you.
Yeah, she lied a lot. She was, I think, not the one that just passed. I think it was like two where we just sat down because it was around Halloween. we just kind of like our Halloween weekend in review, because we checked out of a lot of our friends, a lot of your contemporaries in the Detroit music market.
Nice.
We start talking about it, and we were talking. The issue came up. It is a hot button issue in our house. And she was like, I did not. She was like, oh, I heard the podcast. I did not show Jack you. You did this, and this. Many social media posts on this.
That's awesome.
Yes, and it trended in Detroit on Twitter for a while, like show jacked. And people were siding with her, which is completely unfair. This is what I mean by, like, yeah, I cried in the shower. I was victimized. But I want to say thanks again for, that quick hour just passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I just so happened to look at the computer. Look at your watch. Look.
I don't have a watch.
Oh, sorry. phone or whatever, but yeah.
That's crazy.
I know we talked about TV and a bunch of stuff, but this is the podcast. How you feel? Let's start. I like asking a lot of my first timers of people who come to the podcast.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Good. Thanks. Are we still on here?
We're still going.
No, thanks so much for having me on here and letting me promote this CD.
Oh, man. Dude, more than 2 years in the making. I said it. I keep my word. I said it on Twitter. I said it to your face. I keep my word. And you are more than welcome to come back, not just to promote. Yeah, you just want to find out what's going on between Sam and Tasha in the Netflix war that's not ending.
Right.
But one more time, please give out all your social media. Talk about Hatchies. Go. Just whatever you got.
Make sure to come out to my CD release show. It's on November 28th, mm-hmm. which is the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
Yep. And doors open at 7, and tickets are $10. Mm-hmm. And Michael Toko is going to be performing, F. Patrick James, and DJ Sounddog Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be performing this album front to back. So.
Okay, cool. And I'll pick a few songs off here just to, as the podcast go, probably, well, you'll hear. By the time someone hears this, like two songs have already played or something.
Awesome.
So we'll go ahead and we'll just do this. And I will make sure I put all the Facebook information and where the party is going to be and all that other fun stuff on our Facebook page and stuff like that. And you are more than welcome to come back to the podcast anytime you
Thanks.
Want. Just to hang. If you just want in the shows where we just kind of hang, you're totally welcome just to come in.
Well, awesome. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Crying out with your whiskey breath, you got a pocket full of loose cigarettes, just so you know. You're the only one you burned. And I'll phone even bat my eyes when you walk my way to fill me up with lies I've learned. Your words are empty promises. You see, I've been running my mouth for years, and I'll spend my time getting over the fear of loss with who I've kissed off on the way. So honey, if you ain't with me, get the fuck out of my way. 'Cause baby, it's now or never. Shake off all this pressure. I'll be throwing it down forever to make you know my name. But the future dies when you live on the past. So I won't let you steal my shine today. 'Cause you don't got nothing good to say about anything or anyone who's brave. You're just digging your own grave. So honey, if you ain't with me, get the hell out of my face. I'll be throwing it down.
shake off all this pressure. I'll be throwing it down forever to make you know my name. Cause baby, it's now or never. I got no chains, not as a feather. You're the first to put down my treasure.
I tell you, another great, great podcast is in the books with the great Alyssa Simmons. That was the title track from her CD, Now or Never, which you can purchase. And you can talk to her in person at the Now or Never CD release party, Black Friday. Doors open at 7. You can catch her at 7759 Auburn Road, Utica, Michigan. You can shake her hand. You can congratulate her on the album. You can listen to the songs in person because she's going to be doing it. So go ahead. Go to the CD release party. Say what's up to my friend, Alyssa Simmons. And who knows? You can share some of your Walking Dead facts with her too, because diehard Walking Dead avid viewer, and by then a couple more episodes may have happened, so you could probably chat it up with her with something else. But either way, Now or Never CD release party, Black Friday, doors open at 7. You need to be there. You need to get this CD. And last and certainly not least, I want to say thanks you guys for listening to another episode of Just Talk with Sam podcast. What we're going to do, you can always reach us at samshownation.com. You can hit me up on the tweets at samshow11. Facebook/JustTalkingWithSam. Instagram, Just Talking with Sam. Now, I'm not going to leave you guys hanging. I got one more that we're going to close the show out with from our buddy, Alyssa Simmons, off the CD, Now or Never. This is a good one. All of them good one. They're all my favorites. But This Is War, and that's how we're going to end it, with This Is War from Alyssa Simmons, Now or Never. I will see you guys next week.
Lost in a dream that faded in the stream inside her head. She's down in the gutter like a broken-hearted lover. She can't pretend that everything's not a mess right now. Seems like everyone slipped away somehow. Tries to kick her feet, but the water's getting deep. It's hard to tread that she don't wanna feel this way. Cause this is war. She's boxing a shadow on the floor to an uphill battle. But just breathe, you'll see. You can be anything that you wanna be. You can't win if you keep on. See a shadow, a shadow, a shadow. Boxing a shadow through the wind to a place where no one's barefoot. A sweet escape. And with a bottle full of gin, whole world begins to spin. Made a big mistake. She follows all the signs that they know all the time and always ends up in the same place. She's gotta change the way she thinks before she takes a drink for a better day. But she don't wanna feel this way. Cause this is a war. She is boxing a shadow on the floor to an other. inside.